JG 2. Number 12A.
So that builds up then an understanding of the laws that we are to anticipate. We know now that a law covers a multitude of phenomenon on a level, and we know we're going to now come into a law of absolute Christian Science, which of divine spontaneity has spotlighted from the word Christ, Christianity, and science. So the form of the law takes on, even visually and, of course, conceptually, a different form, because the activity on the law of absolute Christian Science is different from that on divine science and different from that on science itself. So we see, therefore, that the law on absolute Christian Science now takes on a different form in order to cover the multitude of phenomenon on that level. So we know that we have, from Paul Davies asking that big question, always the right question, what are the form of the laws? And so we see, because on the level of science itself, that that law of infinite self-reflection takes on the form of a 7x7 a matrix, giving us 49 variations of the matrix of immortality, that law of infinite being is covering a multitude of phenomenon going on the level of science itself. Therefore, the form of the law, of course, is different. And the law on the level of divine science has a different form, because that law is covering the multitude of phenomena on divine science. And then we see that, as I said, the law of absolute Christian Science has another form, because it's covering the multitude of phenomena on that level. And we'll see that the law of Christian Science has another form, because it's covering the multitude of phenomena on that level. So that was an important question that Davies asked, just what are the form of these laws? And we see in our work the form of the laws, and we see that these laws constitute a multidimensional structure. They're multidimensional laws. As Piaget says in his book on structuralism, that holism of which these levels are, always therefore have as their main laws the laws of translatability that go on within a multidimensional structure, and the laws of transformation then, and the laws of self-regulation, the laws governing the material feedback within a multidimensional structure, as the structure of being and its laws are. So now we want to see just what the form takes concerning the law on the level of absolute Christian Science. Now, if we turn then to the study aid, to page 82, we have then the form, the conceptual form, and it's even it takes a visual form here, of the structure of that law. So we see, all right, we're going to take a look at it, and we're going to see now what is the structure that it takes. It takes, therefore, a sense here where we have a lot of abstraction going on. There's a lot of arrows, and it's really this law is set up as a law should be, to show us the method of abstraction, to show us the method that a law takes the essence of a subject and reduces it to its essential, simplest form through the method of abstraction. So let's take a look at this. I have done it, just taken that same law on 82 and put it into color, I think it will point out a little better just what's going on. Same thing, but it's just in color. So now if we take a look at how we derive the law of absolute Christian Science from the level of science itself, because we know that this level of science itself is now the initial condition or the primordial conception, an infinite principle, which is mind, which gives us on that level the primordial conception, the initial condition from which everything springs, as we saw there for the matrix of immortality, the womb. So that level law then, again, as we exercise, was now principle, is its own infinite principle. And on divine science, staying within the infinite rhythm of the infinite withinness of being, we saw then principle operates principle. How does it operate? As the word Christ, Christianity, and science always operated out of its own source, through its own channel. The outcome is always as itself in science for the glory of itself. Now, on Absolute Christian Science, we still are seeing now the vertical descent of the Word, the Christ, Christianity, and science. So on this level, therefore, the law is set up as under the Word. We'll see that we have the abstraction there of principle. Under the Christ on the law of Absolute Christian Science, we have the abstraction of an arrow. Under Christianity, we have the term ideas. And under science, we have the abstract of an arrow feeding back to its principle. So, therefore, we see that this is something that is very meaningful when we take a look at it in its details. Meaning, therefore, that on the level of absolute Christian science, it's such that it's always then, we remember the pedal note here is principle and its relationship to its ideas. Always take every question back to the categories. When we say, what's the pedal note of this law? We go right back to the tonality of the level, right back to the pedal note, and it's just written in black and white that it's principle and its relationship to its ideas. Where that one principle infinitely individualizes itself and adapts itself to a specific situation, yet still remaining that one principle, where principle takes on many infinite individualities, so to speak, yet still remains the principle. So we never forget that we take every question now back to the tone of the level and let every question be answered according to the category of that level. And whether it is under consideration of the word at Absolute Christian Science, we'll have the tonality of the word with the tonality of Absolute Christian Science. I take it back to the law of the Christ. We'll have the tonality of the Christ on the level of Absolute Christian Science. The tonality of the Christianity, we'll have the tonality of Christianity on the level of Absolute Christian Science. And science, we'll have the tonality of science on the level of Absolute Christian Science. That meaning is relationship. We stick to the category, and the category will answer all the questions. So therefore, we see then that naturally on this level is principle in its relationship is shown through the arrow to its ideas. Principle in relationship to itself, really, as a calculus of ideas, appearing as an infinite, as a divine calculus of ideas. But it's always that remains principle. So we can say then that on this level, we're looking at the relationship of the Word, which is always God. We know the Word is always the statement, it's always the self-declaration of God that goes right through all the levels. So the Word is always associated with God. John told us that. St. John told us that. In the beginning was the Word, and then he said the Word was God. So the Word always takes the standpoint of the God of principle on every level. And so the Word has to do with principle, or we could call it the Creator. And the Christ always is the self-operation, the through itself, on self-expression through every level. So on this level, the arrow indicates on Absolute Christian Science, the Christ in Absolute Christian Science, the arrow indicates the process of creating. And then the Christianity on all levels is always self-fulfillment, outcome, output, every level, always with the accentuation on the output, whether we say it's creation or idea. On the level of divine science, the output is the universal idea. On Absolute Christian Science, it's the universe of ideas, the calculus of ideas. So Christianity always is the outcome, is focused on the universe, including man, including ideas, always. This is that he said that Christianity is the outcome of the process, and therefore we see here that Christianity at Absolute Christian Science then has its accentuation on the creation. And then on science, always, all the way down for the glory of itself. Therefore, we see that on the level of Absolute Christian Science, it's the glory to see that principle and its ideas is one, and this one is principle. That the Creator and the creation is one, and this one is principle, infinitely individualized and adapted to a specific situation, which just feeds back to the sense then that the whole level has to do with the Creator creating its creation, appearing as a calculus of ideas, yet still remaining that principle. So, therefore, we will see that this law always will answer the question at the Word of Absolute Christian Science from the standpoint of principle as creator, but with the accent on ideas, it will say, well, where do ideas come from? That's what this the law of the Word at Absolute Christian Science will answer, always on the focuses on the calculus of ideas. Where do ideas come from? What is the origin of the infinitely individual ideas in being? And then the Christ, well, how does that origin, that principle, translate itself to specific ideas? What is the mechanism? What is the process? What is the law behind the fact that principle appears and is translating itself down to the point of specifics? It's always, you know, in philosophy was the struggle between the whole and the parts. Is it the whole or the parts? Or how can the whole translate itself and appear as the parts? The one and the many. How can the one, what is the one and what is the many? And here in science, through these laws of holism and the laws of transformation and self-regulation, we see the one appears as the many through the Christ at Absolute Christian Science shows us that law, a specification. And the world has looked for this law of specification. Now we see it as a scientific truth within the structure of the model of being. Then on the from the standpoint we see here of Christianity, the focus still on ideas, we say therefore, well then what is the nature of this creation? It's the outcome. What is the form of these ideas? What form, what nature, what characteristics do these ideas take? And then we see from the standpoint of science, that absolute Christian science, we say, well, have these individual ideas always existed in being? So every the law here answers, as we see now, another question always out from the calculus of ideas. So if we take now a look at the law and we just keep building it up, we see then that when we look closely at the law on page 83 and 84, we see that the symbolism here is always important, not to overlook something as just take it for granted. We see that the symbolism is important. Therefore, we see concerning the law of the word on the level of absolute Christian science, the law of divine impulsion, the law of divine success and mechanism that we have at the word of absolute Christian science. Therefore, the principle is circled. The principle is circled with its accent on life, truth, and love. Just indicating, as I said, the accent is on the Creator, principle, God, when dealing with the word at absolute Christian science. Then the law of the Christ on the level of absolute Christian science, it has, therefore, the arrow circled, saying, therefore, that the accentuation or of a spotlight of the Christ and absolute Christian science then has to do, as I said, with the process of principle, the one appearing as the many, yet still remaining the one. And then we see on the next page, 84, that the ideas are circled, as we've seen now, that it, Christianity at absolute Christian science, we've seen now the spotlight is on ideas and what the form of ideas are. And then on the law of the level of absolute Christian science, from science and absolute Christian science, we see then that the circle is around the arrows, as we've just seen then, which is the immaterial feedback, which shows, therefore, that the Creator and its creation is one, and this one is principle. So all that is to show, bring out specifically the standpoint of each of the law. So, therefore, let's begin to take a look at the first law, the law of the divine impulsion, the law of the divine success mechanism. Now, when we look at this first law, we say to ourselves, well, every law, as we've talked about so far, has a factors, and it has invariables and variables. So we look at the law of absolute Christian science, and maybe it's best to look at it from maybe the model of being. I think maybe that might be a bit better than the specifics of it. Let's take a look at the overall. Maybe it's easier to get a look at. To answer the question of variables and invariables. So we're looking at the level of absolute Christian science. We're going to start out here with the law of the word of life, truth, and love. And I wanted to talk about the variable and invariable going on here. So we have the model of being projected, and we're looking at, therefore, the word at absolute Christian science. Then we'll talk also about the Christ at absolute Christian science, the Christianity at absolute Christian science, and science at absolute Christian science. Now to talk about the factors of the law and the invariables and variables as we've built up along with every law. So now we would say, what would be the factors of the law? Well, we saw therefore that the word was principle. That would be factor one. And we see that the Christ is the process, the relationship, the creating, factor two. In Christianity at Absolute Christian Science, the accent on ideas, factor three. And science at Absolute Christian Science, the accent on the feedback, factor four. So we have four elements to the law. Now, we will say to ourselves, concerning these elements, what would we consider as an invariable on this level? What maybe could we set up and continue on with our logical reasoning according to that a law always or usually states a constant which never changes and variable, sticking always to the logic of the level? So sticking to the logic of this level, what would we say we could call perhaps the invariable, and what could we call the variables? Maybe answering that according to what did we always see was the invariable on every other level? Was it the invariable? All right, what sets up an invariable? All right, so an invariable is set up according to what? What sets up, have we seen so far? The elements of the law are there in each law, but what gives us the invariable within the elements? All right, the action you say, therefore, on the level of science itself, what was the action on the level of science itself? Isness, and therefore, is it, let's see. All right, it's isness, and you say isness is the action. Is it always the action that sets up the invariable?
Relationship.
All right, the relationship. It's always the relationship between principle and principle on every level that we've seen so far sets up the invariable. Good. Very good. So it was always the relationship between principle and principle. Principle's always under consideration on every single level. But the difference of each level is the relationship, isn't it? On the level of science itself, because we're only going out from the world of God principle, because that's all there is just God going on, the one ego infinitely being on all levels. Therefore, it's the relationship between principle and principle that we're interested on in every level, isn't it? And that relationship builds up the invariable, because the relationship between principle and principle on science itself is different than divine science, isn't it? And it's different on Absolute Christian Science, and it's different on Christian Science, isn't it? The relationship, all right? So that never varies, because that's different. So principle is its own infinite principle, is its own infinite, is the invariable. But we saw that principle, we varied the word principle, because it only means that we could say, instead of principle, we could say mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Just saying we're not really literally varying or going outside the system. We're just talking about in the method of application, we can vary the terms. So because principle's nature is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, we saw, therefore, that principle or mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love on the level of science itself has a relationship to principle or mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. But that relationship never changed, did it? It was always mind being its own infinite mind, or spirit being its own infinite spirit, or soul being its own infinite soul, or principle being its own infinite principle, or life, truth, and love being its own infinite life, truth, and love. So the relationship set up the invariable. Then on the level of divine science, we had, again, principle and its relationship to principle. So the invariable, the relationship, was the operative sense that principle was always operating, principle in a relationship of oneness, operational sense of oneness, always out of itself, through itself, as itself, and for the glory of itself. So that operational sense of oneness never varied, did it? But principle, we could use its nature and see that its nature was always such that, well, that principle as mind is always operating out of mind itself, through mind itself, the outcome as mind itself, for the glory of mind itself. Or spirit was always operating out of its own channel, out of its own source, through its own channel. The outcome was always as spirit, for the glory of spirit. So that operational sense always was the invariable. The variables, just within the levels, of in the method of application, we just varied because we could talk about the nature of principle. Now on the level of absolute Christian science, we have principle in its relationship to principle again. And now here we see that, again, the relationship that brings out the relationship of principle to principle, that doesn't vary, does it? So we have to see what is the relation, what is setting up the relationship of principle to principle on this level. Are the ideas the constant, or what is setting up a unit of relationship that never varies? What is setting up the unit of relationship at the word of absolute Christian science, showing the spotlight on the principle? And what is setting up the unit of relationship on the Christ in absolute Christian science, giving us the spotlight on the process, the principle in process? What is setting up the unit of relationship on Christianity at absolute Christian science, giving us the spotlight on the principle from the standpoint of ideas? What is setting up the unit of relationship on science, with its accent on the feedback, but showing the principle in a feedback? What is the unit of relationship that is between principle and principle that never varies? It's still the operation. Yes, so that was correct. When you said that, that was right. So the operation still gives us the relationship, doesn't it?